Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we all know how baseball's changed, especially since the steroid era is over, I guess. And it's really, really interesting, this movie that we're about to talk about with Billy Corbin. He directed it. He wrote it, and it's a documentary basically recounting the high-profile doping scandal that rocked Major League Baseball. And I'm really looking forward to talking to Billy, as he is on the line right now. Of course, it is the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Billy. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to talk about your movie because we were just watching the trailer. Now I have to go see the movie. I just got hooked so quick. First of all, give me your motivation for writing the movie, and then tell everyone a little bit more than I did about your movie.
Well, first and foremost, we were approached actually in November of 2013 while Alex Rodriguez was involved in the arbitration in New York at MLB headquarters. He was the only one of the 13 or 14 players suspended who had appealed the suspension. And why not? He got the, I think, longest suspension in the history of the sport. And so one of his people hit me up and said that Alex would like to meet with my producing partner and I to pitch us a tell-all documentary. And so that's how this really all started, is when Alex Rodriguez pitched us this documentary. And he eventually was not interested in pursuing it after he approached us. And so we got in touch with some of the other participants in the scandal, such as Tony Bosch, who was the fake doctor behind the Biogenesis steroid clinic, and the whistleblower, his patient, who stole the documents and brought them to the Miami New Times, which is really what set off this whole scandal. And once we met them, we realized that this was sort of not a story about Alex Rodriguez and baseball, but really this story of kind of this only in Miami Elmore Leonard, Carl Hiaasen, almost Coen Brothers-esque tale of Florida effery, let's just say, to be clean for the kids. And when you really boiled it all down, it was this farcical tale that we titled Screwball, because it's a bit of a screwball comedy, really about how the highest paid player in history, his career effectively ended over a $4,000 debt between a cocaine addicted fake doctor and his fake tan addicted steroid patient. And A-Rod was really just collateral damage.
It's been interesting to watch this, Billy, and I love your trailer. The trailer is phenomenal, and you use kids throughout this to portray some of the guys in the movie. It looks really, really interesting, and the trailer's dynamite. How has this been received? Because the weird thing to me about A-Rod, ever since this all happened, man, he has been able to reform his image completely, to the point, you know, he's on Sunday Night Baseball and everything else. He's become the face of baseball despite everything that's happened.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, we haven't seen a resurrection like this since Jesus Christ, just in time for Easter, no less. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we are through the looking glass here in this country. I mean, whoever would have thought we'd all live long enough to see everyone love A-Rod and hate Jeter? When the hell did that happen?
Right.
Exactly.
Crazy. But the movie has been pretty well received. We got scoring pretty high on the Rotten Tomatoes site, and the reviews have been great. The reactions from audiences have been great. Everybody can see it now. It's finally on iTunes and Amazon and anywhere you get video on demand, I think on your cable pay-per-view box and everything like that. So people have been enjoying it. I mean, not all doping documentaries are created equal. You know, they're not all these serious scandals. Some of them are these absurd kinds of stories like this one.
I think that's what hooked me when I was just watching the trailer. Because I was traveling with the Indians at the time, and like I was watching a lot of this stuff go on, and I was trying to figure out, and then I watched your trailer, and I'm like, you know what? The story really is screwball. If you think of, and the way you just explained it was, I don't know, I can't wait to see the movie now that after we watched the trailer, but why do you think A-Rod backed out then? Like, his people come to you, and then all of a sudden he's like, I don't know if I want to do this. Why do you think that happened?
Well, you know, we had a meeting with him. We sat for about an hour and a half, where he just lied to us nonstop. I mean, everything after "Hi, I'm Alex" was basically BS. But to be fair, this was November of 2013. He was lying to everybody at that time,
right?
Maybe even himself. And so I think he was just kind of trapped. You know, he was in this battle of the legacies between outgoing Commissioner Bud Selig, who I lovingly refer to as the steroid commissioner, because I don't know that there's anyone in baseball who knowingly exploited and profited from the steroid era like Bud Selig did. And here he is literally on his way out the door when the Biogenesis scandal erupts. And he turns to his second in command, Rob Manfred, and says, make an example of this guy. You know, make it look like I finally did something about steroids in baseball, and get me who could be a larger scalp than Alex Rodriguez, you know? And so they were locked in this battle of the legacies. And so, and they each spent untold millions of dollars trying to destroy the other, you know, MLB versus A-Rod. It was like this Goliath versus Goliath. But I will tell you, it ultimately was a David versus Goliath, because MLB spent many millions of dollars more than even Alex did, and at least $4 million on this fake doctor, on Tony Bosch, paying his legal expenses, his travel, his security. Some may even argue his cocaine budget was covered in part by Major League Baseball's financing and their bizarre cash slush funds, where their investigators are passing off literally bags full of cash to a convicted felon in a diner in South Florida to get what they knew were stolen medical records from this steroid clinic. I mean, it was just like this total Keystone Cops kind of farce, and it's almost a toss up to see who was sort of the shadiest group in this whole thing.
Billy Corbin joining us, filmmaker, new film out, Screwball, about all the steroid stuff that was going on with A-Rod. And was Manny Ramirez the thing that inspired A-Rod through this, Billy? Is that how A-Rod ended up getting involved with Tony Bosch in the first place?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Tony Bosch was in, at best, a gray market business, and at worst, a black market business, where, in fact, he was buying testosterone and human growth hormone cooked up by some dude in a garage in a suburb of Miami, and he was selling that to his clients. So Tony Bosch could not do traditional advertising for his clinic, you know, because he was essentially an illegal drug dealer. And so he was not a licensed doctor. He could not prescribe these substances. And in fact, as I said, in many cases was peddling bootleg black market versions of testosterone and HGH. So he was not taking out, you know, ads at bus stops and, you know, posters and billboards. So his business thrived on word of mouth. And in 2009, when Manny Ramirez pissed dirty and that scandal erupted, they were able to trace it immediately to Tony Bosch and his father, who is a real licensed doctor and listed as the medical director on some of his shady clinics. They were able to trace it back pretty quickly, and that scandal basically put him on the map. You'd think it would put him out of business, but it did the opposite of that. It helped blow his business up, because it ultimately was no accountability or prosecution at that time in 2009. And instead, he just started getting new clients, and as it turns out, even bigger baseball clients. Because Manny, you may recall, around that time, within about a year or two of starting to be treated by Tony Bosch, or Dr. T, I'm doing air quotes right now,
right,
as he was known by his clients. I mean, Manny signed that Dodgers deal, which was like, what, 2 years, $40 plus million contract. So the reward seemed worth the risk. And that's when A-Rod's cousin approached Tony and said, I'd like you to meet my cousin.
Do you think if Biogenesis, if this doesn't happen, this $4,000 bad drug deal, I guess, or non-payment, do you think guys are still doing steroids in Major League Baseball? Or do you think this worked out to be a convenient way for the MLB to try to just backtrack and get out of something they knew that was really bad?
Oh, I think guys are probably still doing performance-enhancing drugs in baseball now, regardless
of
that $4,000 debt. I mean, you have an extraordinary number of players, I understand, who have waivers to use Adderall, a disproportionate percentage than that of the general population. And all due respect to baseball fans, I don't see how you can have ADHD and play baseball. I mean, baseball gives me ADHD, for crying out loud. So, you know, so I guess my point is that Adderall is unquestionably a performance enhancing drug. So, So we know about some of them, at least. And then some of them, of course, we don't know about. There's always another Tony Bosch. You know, before Biogenesis, there was Balco. You know, and right. Before Balco, there was Greenies. And there's all sorts of, you know, things out there to get an edge. And you can't really blame players who their livelihood is contingent upon their physical conditioning and performance, and getting old sucks. You know, you want to keep playing at those peak levels, or try to recapture some of your former glory, or recover faster from injuries. I mean, who can blame them? And when you have guaranteed contracts, it seems worth the risk. But this particular scandal would not have exploded the way that it did if Tony Bosch had just paid back the $4,000 plus some nominal interest, instead of putting it all basically right up his nose.
Well played.
Yeah. Billy Corbin's joining us, filmmaker, screwball. And fascinating to me, Tony Bosch tells the story of this movie, does he not? At least his part of the story?
Oh, yeah.
How did you get this guy on board? Hey, we're making a movie about the screwy things you did. Would you like to tell us the story throughout it?
Well, funny enough, almost exactly a year after A-Rod reached out to us, Tony Bosch reached out to us. And he was basically months away from being sentenced by a federal judge because he was pleading guilty to having administered some steroids of some kind, we're not exactly sure what, to high school students whose parents and coaches were bringing them to Tony to prepare them for the June draft. And he rightfully was sentenced to federal prison time for that. And he approached us and wanted to discuss doing a documentary just as Alex had the year before. And so we met with him. We started to discuss the possibility. And then he went to federal prison for 2 years. So we kind of put it on the back burner. And during that time, we were approached a third time by Porter Fisher, who is Tony's former client who stole the documents and became the whistleblower in the scandal. And he wanted to talk to us about maybe doing a documentary. And so by this time, we're like, we really have to, you know, get going on this, because it's remarkable that the three primary players in a major, you know, international scandal like this all independently come to you and say, hey, you want to talk about doing a documentary? And so we were able to follow up with Tony after prison and Porter, and we interviewed them, and they tell the whole story along with a few other supporting characters in the first person. So you get it right from the horse's mouth.
It is. Just tell me, how did you get the idea for kids? One more, because I was just trying to, I think it's amazing how you integrated the kids into the movie, at least through the trailer. I'm just like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, when we do these sports documentaries, we did, for example, The U for the ESPN 30 for 30 series. And you know, you interview players and coaches. They talk about football. You go get game footage and you integrate that. You know, it's a pretty straightforward process. Here, this wasn't really about baseball. It was certainly baseball adjacent, but there was no footage because all these events occurred in a shady clinic, in a bar, in a nightclub, in a locker room, in a hotel. So we knew we were going to have to reenact that with actors playing the parts. And so it dawned on me that all of these people in this scandal acted like such children, you know. and
cool.
So I figured, hey, you know what we'll do? We'll reenact it with the actors lip syncing, drunk history style, the dialogue right from our interviews, and then all the actors will be 8, 9, and 10 years old. So there they are in a lab coat, dressed as cops, with facial hair, wigs. We shot some of it at the actual locations where the real life events took place, like Live Nightclub and at a sports bar and grill in South Miami and at the Ritz-Carlton in Key Biscayne. And there's just the whole world is inhabited by 8, 9, and 10 year olds. And it kind of fit with the whole, you know, the movie was already called Screwball. So it fit with the overall tone and approach to the thing, which was, yeah, to educate you on the insane true facts of the case, but to also entertain the audience as well. So, you know, you have a hour, 40 minutes well spent.
All right, Billy, one more time, where can people watch it now?
Oh, yeah, just head to iTunes, Amazon, Microsoft, Google Play, anywhere you download pay-per-view. You can download the movie, you can stream it, rent it, buy it, and please review it if you dug it. If you didn't like it, then keep it to yourself. You know, but if you liked it, please give us a review on iTunes and Amazon and let people know what you think.
Billy, thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to watch the movie this weekend. You got me hooked. So thanks, Billy.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you so much, Billy.
All right. Billy is a writer and producer of Screwball, and, of course, he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know, we started off the show today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.